7:35 here on this Friday morning, and coming up this weekend is National Move Over Day. That's tomorrow. And with us to talk about it this morning, AAA Kansas, Sean Stewart. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So we got traffic safety. What is the Move Over Day? What's that all about?
Yeah, National Move Over Day is really a reminder to protect those alongside the road from roadside workers, law enforcement officers, tow truck operators, really anybody who does their job on the side of the road, and also disabled vehicles and the people who are dealing with, say, a flat tire or a broken down car on the side of the road. They are needing protection as well. So we just want to remind all drivers to stay alert, avoid distractions, and always be looking for vehicles who are stopped, that are stopped on the side of the road.
I'd like to give them some room. Is that a law that we have to, if there's room, you have to get over a little bit? Is that a law or not?
Yes, it is. All 50 states have a law, including here in Kansas. And in fact, this past year, AAA Kansas led the way with other traffic safety partners to enhance our law to include basically any vehicle with flashing lights or warning signs displayed. So that includes disabled vehicles, broken down passenger vehicles, in addition to all of the work vehicles, such as law enforcement, tow trucks, road construction crews. So it is a law that if you see those vehicles on the side of the road with flashing lights, you slow down. And if you can, move over one lane to the left away from those vehicles.
And if you're pulled over, don't be running around in the lane there either. I know a lot of these accidents happen at night, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Recent analysis by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety indicates that more than 75% of all roadside deaths occur after dark. So we obviously have longer periods of darkness this time of year, and as we head into winter. So it's really just that much more important to stay alert and be watching for those vehicles ahead on the side of the road.
All right. National Move Over Day is tomorrow across the country. And Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas, as always, Sean, hey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks so much.
All right, Sean Stewart, AAA Kansas, 7:38, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And we've been talking a little bit this morning. Actually, we got on a National Pasta Day, and that led to a discussion of making tomato sauce in the movie The Godfather. And it was Clemenza that did that. The big guy who also shot the guy and said, what, leave the gun, take the cannoli, whatever it was. Yeah. And he was showing Michael about to put a sauce in there, and here's a sausage. Yeah, great scene. Love that. But I just, when Shelley and I were first married, I don't think they had that canned and bottled sauce yet. I think we had to make our own. Maybe I'm wrong. But
you go down that aisle at the store now, and there's thousands of options.
Yeah,
for
how do you make a choice?
Bottled sauce.
And we're talking about The Godfather, and that brought me to the next. Follow my thoughts here. I'm connecting the dots. Diane Keaton, who died this week, of course, was in The Godfather.
In The Godfather movies, yes.
Michael's long-suffering wife. Kate, was that her name? Can't remember her name.
Kay.
And she was an interesting actress. She was very low-key, and she won an Oscar for
Annie Hall. Yep, she was good in everything
she
did.
I'll tell you what, the one that I really liked, though, she was in Baby Boom, where she had to... She was an executive who inherited a child.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she moved to the country, and the things that happened to her are just hilarious. And I thought she was excellent in that. I thought she was a very, very good actress. Diane Keaton had died last week.
Yeah, everybody had a lot of good things to say about her.
National Pasta Day. All right, so you had all this time off, two whole days of absolutely doing nothing that you didn't want to do. So what did you do? Anything exciting?
I accomplished that. I did nothing.
You didn't go out of town. You didn't.
Nope.
Nothing special.
Nope. I caught up on some sleep and
yeah, that's it. Catch up on the sleep a little bit.
Shuffled around, watched some TV.
Did you have any extra activity like the PA announcing, anything like that?
Nope.
All right. Very good.
Free and easy this week.
Did you watch any old movies or anything?
Hmm. I watched a movie. I watched a Halloween movie called Two on a Guillotine.
That goes back to the 40s.
60s.
60s?
And it was directed by William Conrad, kind of a low-budget Warner Brothers movie. And it had Connie Stevens, Cesar Romero, and Dean Jones.
Was it good?
Not really, but for what it was fine. It was good Halloween.
Was it a period piece? Go back to the guillotine?
No, it was modern times. Cesar Romero played a flamboyant magician who bought this guillotine to be his big centerpiece of his act. And
ooh,
then this plays a role in how the rest of the movie plays out.
All right. Very good.
I don't know. That's the only big time movie I watched.
Well, you know, when you take some time off, you don't necessarily have to do anything.
Which I did not.
Which you did not. What's up, Chad?
Well, of course, it's around Halloween time. What kind of movie goes with the right around Halloween time? You tried that one. So what would be a go-to for this time of year for you?
I mean, Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
If you're in a comedic mood.
Absolutely. That's definitely probably got to be right up there on the list.
Was that the Carol cheerleaders today?
I thought I saw the words East written
on
the back.
Green, this one on here.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't
see
it.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But anyway.
I don't know. And I'm old school, so I love those old Universal Bride of Frankenstein, Dracula.
Yeah.
Those are go-tos for me.
I'll tell you, for creepy, I can't beat The Shining.
Shining's creepy.
Oh.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers is creepy.
Yeah. See, I've already watched The Shining this month, and yesterday I watched The Exorcist.
Yeah. I don't think my grandkids, any of them, has been permitted to watch The Exorcist. Probably when they're about 50, we'll let them watch it. Good gravy. Yeah, that'll scare you. How about In Cold Blood? Well, yeah. I was actually reading that book on a winter's night when the leaves were blowing, and it was cool. That scared me just reading the book. Okay, that was a book and not a movie. All right. Any of the old Three Stooges movies that are good?
I'm sure
Three Stooges Meet Frankenstein.
Yeah, there's Abbott and Costello had a series of those.
Yeah, those are fun.
Halloween movies, yeah.
All right, guys. It's 7:42.
Oh, Monster in the Closet.
Don Grant.
Starring Don Grant, the money tracker.
That scares the pants off me.
Find your copy of that and watch. Crank that up before Halloween.
There you go. But don't watch it alone.
Okay. Oh, no.
Big news for Wichita hospitals. The Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Major hospital system news on Thursday, especially for those in West Wichita. Ascension Via Christi has made plans to build a new facility near 119th Street and Kellogg, plus make improvements to its St. Francis and St. Joseph hospitals. The three projects will be made possible by $60 million in bonds, not from local government, but from the state of Indiana, where the Indiana Finance Authority is prepared to issue $1.4 billion in bonds for Ascension projects across 9 states. In Wichita, $20 million will be dedicated to a new facility on West Kellogg, $35 million in improvements to St. Francis, and $5 million in improvements to St. Joe. According to IRS tax code, even though it's not Wichita issuing the bonds, the Wichita City Council must hold a public hearing and approve the issuance of the bonds. We don't know yet details about the 119th and Kellogg facility that would be on Ascension's 3.7 acres of land there. A Via Christi spokesperson told the Business Journal's Jenna Farhat, who broke this story on Thursday night, that the hospital system would have more to share about the new facility and other improvements when available. A well-known player in the database software and cloud computing space is setting up shop on Wichita State's Innovation Campus. Oracle will join forces with Deloitte at its smart factory on the campus. Artificial intelligence is embedded into Oracle's line of projects for automated streamlined workflows, and teaming with Deloitte, which is an auditing, consulting, tax, and advisory firm, in theory will help manufacturing and industrial companies better integrate AI and automation into operations. Oracle bills itself as the world's largest database management company, while Deloitte serves nearly 90% of Fortune 500 companies.